This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Blah, blah, blah.
Get up.
Wake up.
With Sarah and Vinny.
Legit. Yeah.
Alice at 97.3.
Was your last first date kind of a dud?
I really have no recollection of a first date.
I know.
Ever, really.
There's a chance it's partly your fault.
Oh.
You might think that they were a dud, but
it was you.
What is your part in that?
Hmm.
A psychologist, and I believe this to be true.
Okay.
Just so you know. A psychologist and relationship expert at Northwestern says a lot of bad dates have this one thing in common. You didn't go into it with a true sense of curiosity. Before I expand on what they're saying there, I do believe if you truly are not like trying to meet someone and have a date, a hang, an opportunity to meet a new person, chat them up, see what they're about, you will find that there's a bit that curiosity you have, asking them questions about themselves, following up after they've answered that question, getting to know them,
yeah,
is so much better than already trying to decide if they are the one.
Right.
Is this the one?
My list of criteria.
That is going to, you are going to fail every time with that headspace. That, is this the one?
Yeah.
Just meet a person.
Yep.
Ask them some questions about themselves. Have a true sense of, I hate to say it, but on dates, I actually have to avoid being radio guy because I am like asking people questions. I want to know about you. What did you, where'd you go to school? What do you, and what do you like? What? I did that with you. Mm. If you remember, I was loaded with material.
That was my last first date, and it was anything but a dud.
And I was loaded with material when we did our first broadcast.
I didn't realize you were going to betray my trust right off the bat. After our first show on the air together, I was like, I'm definitely getting a divorce. Like, I told him way too much stuff about me and John. And he just said all of it on the air. I was like, what is happening? No!
Dates tend to go better when you ask a lot of questions.
Yeah.
And when you're actually interested in how the other person answers them. And the listening allows you to follow up.
That is how conversations work.
So the guy who comes in and says, let me tell you about me and all my things, you're going to lose, dude. And now maybe you're like, look, I'm just trying to impress her so she'll, you know, let me do her. And then I'm out of here anyway. If that's your aim, then okay.
Right.
Keep doing what you're doing. I'm sure it's working. But if you really want to meet a person and you want an actual connection and a real shot at, you know, a lifetime together. And I know many people don't believe in that anymore. Even people who get married are like, well, this is my
practice wedding.
Yeah. You know. Okay, if you can blow up your life multiple times, good for you.
Yeah, or you can find someone and content with.
And actually hang. Mm. So dates tend to go better when you ask a lot of questions and when you're actually interested in how the other person answers them. There was a story about why we tend to be less curious on dates than we used to be, and dating apps have a lot to do with it.
Not surprising at all.
It's hard to go into a date feeling curious when you already know a lot about them from their profile.
Hmm.
It can be a problem because, quote, we think we know someone already. We might not really make an effort to really get to know them. But that to me seems like a cop out.
Yeah.
If you're going on a date and you're spending money on dinner and spending time of your life with someone, hopefully getting to know them in a way that will allow you to have a shot at a dating life. Like,
right.
Maybe you only want to hang for a year or, I don't know, 6 months. Maybe you're a DiCaprio arc.
Yeah. As soon as you hit 26, I'm making other plans.
But either way.
Yeah.
That's how you connect with someone, is knowing stuff about them and asking questions about them.
I just feel like, it feels like, remember V-Hale used to talk about being on a dating app, and everything just felt really jaded to me. Like, I just already know who this guy is. I can tell because he has a seatbelt on in his profile picture. Like, that's out. I just, like, people aren't giving anybody a fresh chance. Like, okay, they're on a dating app. And now you've already drawn assumptions about that. And they've probably drawn some about you as well. Like, I love the word curiosity that is in the beginning of that story. That is true. Like, you just don't know. You meet new people all the time through work or whatever. And, you know, the people who, there isn't like the pressure of like, am I going to bang this guy later? Like, those are better conversations because there isn't that like, will I spend the rest of my life with this person? So put that question aside and put the fact that you do or don't want to bang them and just find out who they are.
Before your next date, they suggest, and this is something I know because my buddy was on the dating apps and was telling me about how it was going.
It felt great.
Still with her. They're still together.
Do you think that part of why they're still together is because she totally came through for him when he had a Widowmaker?
I think that.
I'm just wondering.
I don't know. I think that that played a role in, is he there out of guilt?
Something like that.
No, I don't think that that's it. No. But I do think that that shows that her
commitment level was
higher. And then, you know, call me when you're better.
Right. Oh, that's too bad. I guess we can't go out. All right. Well, let me know if you get out of there.
I got stuff to do. I can't meet you at the hospital and hang around while you get fed ice chips. So let me know when you're done with your Widowmaker.
Yeah.
No, she showed up for him, so I think that place, I can't say it did. Yeah, you know, I haven't asked him that question, right. But I would
assume. Let's get him on the phone.
I would assume, no, I don't think so.
William.
I believe it must have played some role in their continued dating. Certainly not showing up would hurt.
I don't know this story. How long were they together before that happened?
Time is warped, but I would say between 4 and 6 months. And then he had a heart attack, and he's a guy who's
very fit.
He's got abs. He's like, his kids are grown out of the house, and he surfs every day.
So listen, though, he's on the beach. His chest is starting to hurt him. He hikes with his surfboard up the beach as he's having a Widowmaker.
He had it in the ocean.
So he swims in.
He was in the water when he had it.
He then walks up the beach and loads his car up, and I assume.
No, his e-bike.
Oh my God, he rides his e-bike to where, like, is someplace, to like a clinic or something.
He rides his e-bike home.
Gets his car,
then drives to the urgent care. And they went, you can't be here. You've got to go to an ER.
And they're like, we'll call you. We're going to call you an ambulance. And he's like, I'm not paying for that. So he drives himself this dude is, meanwhile, his heart's like, please, something's going on.
He did say, because I was curious, he did say, it hurt really bad.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure he was having a heart attack. What did they used to say, like, give me the nitroglycerin pills.
He's it really hurt bad. Right. I knew something was really wrong, because it really hurt bad.
I didn't just get home and go, I'll lay down for a while. So anyway, he just had gotten onto the dating apps when he meets this chick, and he's talking about how, like, the great part of it was that he'd written to Vinny, and Vinny reads us what he wrote. Like, he'd gone on a date. I don't know if it was his first date or whatever, but he meets this girl, and he's like, we made out. It felt great.
That's not how. Yes. Heard him talking to me. I was talking to him on the phone. On the phone.
Oh, and what? And I was sitting
And you were sitting right there. You were listening to my phone call, and it wasn't on speaker. He was talking loud enough that she went, we made out. It felt great. That was That's
right.
How.
I forgot how that went. So then we get back on the air,
my God.
And Vinny starts to try to tell the story, and I'm all like, "We made out. It felt good. We made out. It felt great."
You just so made up super... your own story to go with that story.
Well, that's what I do.
Right.
So then they're together, but then a couple months in, he was saying like, "I don't know. This is happening really fast."
Well, one of the things he told me that
I
go to get back to our story, which is do this on a date and it might go better for you, which is be curious and ask questions about them. Try to get to know them. One of the things he was saying is I don't want to ever do the apps again. If we break up, I'm not going back on the apps.
But it worked out for him.
And it did work out for him. But and I do this. I do this quite a bit. Who do I want to be? Or what relationship do I want to be in? And these are things that you have to decide for yourself. Do you want to be someone who meets someone online? He doesn't. He wants to have a real life, life meeting. Doesn't have to be a meet cute, but he wants to have it be that real flirtatious, our eyes connected, we said a couple things to each other, and that true like spark happens.
Right.
And that's fair. He may never get it. He doesn't go to bars. He doesn't drink.
I was going to say, it is fair, but no that place. Is how people are doing it now.
Right.
So if you're going to do that, as you mentioned, go into it with a different frame of mind.
Being curious isn't just something that applies to new relationships, by the way. The experts at Northwestern say being curious about your partner is essential, whether you're on a first date or in your 27th year of marriage. Questions about how their day went, or about how they feel about something that's happening in your lives.
Amen. If you lose conversation and you lose any interest, then, I mean, there it is. It's right there in that sentence. You have lost interest.
Right. Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.